Hashem Yitbarach, the spirit of Levi Yitzchak Mebeditchov, and also the Chatam Sofer, that today was his Yidula, 25th of Tishrei. Chatam Sofer said that on Motzei Sukkot, after the Chag of Sukkot, Gog and Magog starts. God willing, he was right. God willing, he was right, but it will come with Rachamim, it will come with... This is the energy of the time right now. And Bezat Hashem, may we go deeper and deeper in learning, and may this Gog Magog be like the Zohar said, Milchemet Gigit. May it be a war of intellect, a war of thoughts, and not anything physical. like all the tzaddikim said, of the students of the Baal Shem Tov and the Gra, that not one rocket needs to be fired, and I'll be done without any of that stuff. So Bezat Hashem, may that be the energy. With that said, we are continuing in the chapter of Biyam Dakecha, the book Biyam Dakecha, and the chapter on Torah, and what is learning Torah, understanding how to learn Torah, and we are on page Kuf Tzadik Zayin 197, and Kuf Tzadik Zayin is Ketz Zman. Ketz Zayin, Ketz Zman. The end of the seventh, Bezat Hashem. We're getting to the seventh cycle, Bezat Hashem. We're in Perek Gimel, which is Cheshek Lilmod. How do I arouse as a Jew a desire to learn Torah? We've defined Torah in the past. The Torah was defined as connecting to the soul of Hashem. We learn Torah, why? Not to become wiser. We're not learning science, we're not learning math, it's not history, it's none of that. It includes all of that. But that's not what we're doing when we're commanded to learn Torah. What we're coming to do is to connect to the soul of Hashem that's hidden behind those words that we're seeing with our physical eyes. Behind those words is the soul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being revealed to us when we come. When we pray, we're talking to Hashem, and when we learn Torah, it's Hashem talking back to us. It's our way of connecting to Hashem in a deeper sense. And we learn some of the ways that Torah could be opened up to us or closed to us, what it depends on, how to merit to feel that light of Hashem when you come to learn Torah. Depends on your Kedusha, it depends on doing it for the right sake, not for doing it for ulterior motives, but doing for the intention to learn in order to connect to Hashem. So I invite everybody now to have internal connection that we're sitting here right now in order to connect to Hashem. And that's why we did the breathing, and that's why we did the Nigun, for that purpose exactly. And now, Bezat Hashem, we're going to learn how to arouse that feeling and that desire to even want to open the book. Bezat Hashem, so it goes like this, Perek Gimel in Biyam Dakecha, page Kuf Tzadik Zayin, on learning Torah, the Cheshek Lilmod. How do we merit to receive this sweet taste when we come to learn? A lot of people say, who's going to show me the good path in Torah? How am I going to have that passion that I want to open a book throughout my day? And in the beginning, we have to understand, shekidei lekabel tam belimud, in order to receive a taste and a desire to learn Torah, first things first, you have to feel that you have a relationship to the Torah. You have a relationship to learning. Because the nature of a person is that he only understand, he only is related to and enjoys things that he's connected to, that you feel that you have a connection with. Like a person that when he's in a place that he feels some kind of connection, he enjoys more to be there, right? Take a rabbi, put him in a club, even if he has what to do there, right? He's not going to feel so comfortable. Take the person from the club and put him in the yeshiva. Right? He definitely has to be there, but he doesn't feel like he has a relationship until he builds that connection, until he understands why he has to be there. So this is exactly the point that we're getting to. And the root of this is that sometimes a Jew learns, and he doesn't find this sweetness, this taste in his Torah learning. The reason is, shumagish rachok velo shayach. He feels distant, he doesn't feel connected, he doesn't feel like he belongs there, he doesn't feel like he has any relationship with the book. In the beginning of a person's path, when he still hasn't merited to the fire of Torah, the ish, his heart still is not pulled after the Holy Torah with this feeling of dvegut and this feeling of relationship and this feeling of belonging, he has to create this satiation, this sipuk, this good feeling of, I got something out of this. You have to create it, and you have to create this relationship. You have to, in your head, you have to develop it yourself. Meaning, to learn in a way that he'll have light and satiation and some this good fulfillment from his learning. And then he'll have more of a passion to go into it. And there's a few different ways and a few different pieces of advice, and we're going to mention them, but there's a footnote first. Afilu shezeh nikra shelo lishma. Even though that when you have to create this kind of good feeling and this connection, that's technically called learning Torah for ulterior motives, not for the right reason. Your desire to learn is coming from something that's external. It's not becoming because you want to connect to Hashem. If connecting to Hashem was enough, you would just open the book.
but it's not, so you don't open the book, so you have to create it from other things, right? A nice event, some food, some drink, whatever it might be. You need different reasons to get you to show up, right? With Jews, food always works. But to get people to show up, or to get someone to show up, or to get yourself to go in to learn Torah, you need to start to create these other things that make you feel belonging, that make you feel attached. So even though that's an external thing that you're doing, right? Even though that's the case, that is the way. Bezat Hashem, from not doing it for the right reasons, you will come to do it for the right reasons, which is the rabbis say, Shemitoch shelo lishma, yevo lishma. From a place of not doing it for the reasons, you're going to do it for the right reasons. And when it comes to lidmod lishma, to learn for the right reasons, there's many different levels to this. And everybody needs to know, according to his level, Bezat Hashem, slowly but surely, you're going to ascend more and more and more. And we learned already, the only permission that you have to learn for ulterior motives is that because internally, right, again, ulterior motives are an external thing, internally you want to do the right thing, you want to connect to Hashem, but you're not there yet, right? Like a person, we gave the example, a person who wants to work out all the time, but he's not disciplined enough, he pays a personal trainer, right? With the intention that one day, hopefully, he won't have to waste money on telling someone else, paying someone else to tell him what to do, he'll just do it himself, right? But his goal is to be able to be a person that's disciplined enough to work out without having to pay someone else. So to hear, for whatever reason or whatever thing that you need to do in order to arouse your connection to learning Torah, in the beginning you might need some external thing. The goal is to only use that as a crutch to get to doing it for the pure intent of just connecting to Hashem. Because there's a person who learns in order to get external things like honor and respect and money. And that's for sure not for the sake of heaven. But this will give him the cheshek, the desire and the will, the proper will to do what he needs to do. And from not doing it for the right reason, he'll come to doing it for the right reason. And there's a person that does it in order to feel, not for the money and not for the honor, just to feel good with himself. And to have this good general feeling of, ah, I learned Torah today, right? And according to that relationship there, that relativity, the one who's doing it for honor and for money, right, that's obviously not for the right intention. And the one who's doing it for to feel good in relationship, that is already for the right intention. But there's levels, like we said. So when you take it for just so I can feel good with myself, that is not for the right intention in comparison to someone who's coming to learn in order to connect to Hashem. So there's many, many levels, and a person has to grow constantly and go. From in the beginning, you joined the kollel because you needed money in order to be just like, right? You got the personal trainer. We went to kollel in order to get the money, in order to learn Torah. You would only learn Torah if you're getting paid to do it. After a while, learning Torah is so good that the money doesn't even really interest you so much, but you're in the kollel, you're not going to give up on it, you don't need to give up on it, right? It's fine. You're showing up, you're part of the kollel, they'll be glad to pay you. But now you're doing it because you feel good when you learn Torah. That's already a much higher level. That's an internal level, it's not an external level. And then there's a higher level that you feel so good that you know you're doing the will of the Creator and you're connecting to Hashem when you come to open the book. So now you show up to kollel, you get the money, you get the good feeling, and you find Hashem inside the book. You get the whole entire package when you get to that final level, right? But it has to be where you're holding it internally. So Bezat Hashem, these are a few different principles, but the general thing is that you're learning. It has to be something that gives you light and this fulfillment, and it gives you this desire to want to learn. The man was right. That's also like 5 degrees more than outside, but so it's very, very good. The first piece of advice is like this: it's very good for you to set yourself measures. Right, shiur here does not mean a class. Measures of learning that you are covering ground in your learning. Right, whether it's like a daf yomi situation where every day you touch 2 pages of Gemara, amud yomi, one page or whatever it is. Right, every day you're getting you're covering ground in a way that after a while you're doing more and more and more. You take upon yourself to learn a certain amount of Torah every single day, in a way that you're not going deep, deep, deep. Rather, you're bikiut. You're covering ground. Chok v'lo yavo. This is a law, and I'm not going to miss it. Meaning, I am not going. I set for myself to learn 2 halachot. I'm going to learn those 2 halachot before I go to sleep. before I take off my tefillin, whatever, whoever, however you want to set that fence that limits you, that make sure that you keep that rule, you set it and you don't move from it, right? If a lot of people do this, is I won't take off my tefillin, I won't take off my talit until I learn two halachot, or until I learn the page of Gemara, or I won't go to sleep at night until I do this and this that I set for myself. But whatever it is that you set for yourself, and it has to be realistic, you don't do this, don't set for yourself to learn 5 pages of Gemara, that's not realistic at all. Even 1 page of Gemara could not be realistic at a certain person's certain level, right? But whatever it is that you set for yourself, you set it and you don't miss it. On one side, it has to be that this has to be a measure that you're able to actually consistently do it. On the other side, it has to make you feel like you actually did something, right? So it can't be too small that it's just like, okay, I checked the V, because that's not going to do anything for you. And on the other side, it can't be too big that it's impossible to check the V, right? And you do feel the light, but tomorrow you're not going to do it again because you already got burnt out in the night, right? You have to find that measure, and each one needs to be real with themselves. What is the amount that I can commit to that I will feel good about doing it, but it's also doable? That's the first piece of advice. The second one is, it's very, very important to repeat again and again what you learned. Meaning to review and to go over it again and again and again, and to repeat what you learned again and again and again, until you know what it was clearly. It's in your head. You could go repeat it to a 5-year-old, and you can repeat it to a 90-year-old, because you know it. Whether they understand or not, you know you're saying the right thing, right? You know that the information is in your head, and you got it, right? And afterwards, again, you have to return and repeat it and summarize it. And you should be able to take that long, lofty thing that you learned and to put it into 2-3 sentences. What is the idea? What is the novel idea here? In a way that you feel like you acquired that information. You have that limud inside of you. In that kind of way, you're not going to start to have a relationship with the Torah. You know a piece of Torah. You have it in your head. So now you have an attachment. You have this relationship with that piece of Torah. Because you feel like you have knowledge of what you're saying. Right, that's going to begin to build that relationship. In Hebrew, the word for marital relations is ledat, is to know, right? Connection. Adam yada et chava. Adam knew Eve, right? What does that mean? Same thing with us. When we know Torah, you have a relationship with it. It's in you, right? Third thing. Kamuvan ikar ha'or she'tzrich liot belimud. The main light that needs to be inside your learning is the internal light of the Torah. The light of Hashem. Like we explained in the previous chapters, but in the beginning of the work, when you're coming to start to do this, צריך גם אור באופנים נוספים. You also need light in different aspects, right? It's not enough just to seek out the light of Hashem and that's it. In the beginning, you're gonna need other types of lights. And in this, there's a special thing here. וישה גם בזמן הקושי, even in times of hardships, when you're not able to understand, and your heart and your brain are completely sealed off, if you know and you remember, when your heart and your brain are sealed off, and you don't feel such a connection to the Torah, you know that every word I'm saying, more godly light is coming out of me. More godly, I'm engaging with more godly light. I know this, right? I don't maybe feel it, but I know that's the reality of learning Torah. And when I come to learn, godly light is flowing through me, ומתהרת נפשו, and it's purifying my soul, ומרומם אותה, and this is elevating my soul, בזה ירגיש תמיד שייכות ללימוד. By way of that, you're always going to feel this relationship to the Torah. ויהיה לו טעם, and you're going to have a taste in the Torah. וחשק לעסוק בתורה, and you're going to have a desire to want to learn Torah. וכמו שהדבר, like we explained before. Right? Next thing. Only by way of perseverance and tenacity are you going to be able to be successful. Meaning consistency. Sometimes a person tries to create this kind of desire to learn, and he feels dry, he feels hardship, he feels darkness. It's not there. I want to learn, but don't feel it. I don't want to do it right now. And this lack of success, sometimes too, a person has a desire, he wants to open the book, he wants to learn, but he has different hardships that he's going through. God forbid, that they're preventing him from learning. whether it's spiritual, whether it's the physical lusts of this world are overcoming him, whether it's in the soul that you feel these hardships and you feel lonely or you feel pride, right? Again, pride, gava, can also be negative. High self-esteem and low self-esteem are the same thing, right? It's ego. You either feel like you're so good or you feel like you're so bad, but either way you're feeling yourself, right? It's still, they're both rooted in the same place. Ben beguf, whether it's in your body, that you feel all these different types of hardships, a person could be sick, a person could not have money, whatever it is, headache, right? Sickness, whatever it is. There's a whole bunch of different things that you could feel like you want to learn, but it's not going for you spiritually, physically, societally, emotionally, whatever it is. First things first, you have to contemplate, sit and think, Hashem is with me right now. He himself, he's inside that lack, he's inside this lack of desire to learn, inside this hardship, and to understand that Hashem is the one that's making it hard for you. Why? For your good. For your benefit, he's shutting off the lights on you right now. And he's hidden inside that concealment. And he's waiting to see, what are you going to do? I turned off the lights, I took away. Okay, so you used to learn because it made you feel good. Now, you're not going to feel good. Are you still going to learn? It's still a mitzvah. The fact that it's a mitzvah to learn Torah didn't change. The fact that Hashem's soul is inside the words of the book didn't change. You just don't see anything. You don't feel like doing it. Do you still do it? And you have to sweeten up this hardship by way of drilling into yourself that the truth is that all of these preventions, all of these obstacles, all of the hardships, they are tools in order to merit by way of them to a deeper relationship with Hashem. Because it's not for free, it's not for nothing that Hashem gave us hardships, that you can't learn a part of Torah, or specific, right? People have this as well. Some one part of Torah, I'm talking about myself, one part of Torah, you're like, wow, this is amazing. Sod and Kabbalah and all these things, Chassidut, you love it. But going to learn Gemara, don't want to do it. Who wants it? It's so dry, it's so boring, right? So that is, yeah, okay, so the Torah is going for you in one place, but on the other place you're lacking. Do you still do it? It's still Torah, it's still holy, you still need to learn it. Gemara is extremely important, and it's the vessels for all the light and all the Kabbalah. And if you learn Kabbalah all day long and you don't learn Halakha, you're not, all the light is just running through you and not staying inside of you. So you still do it? Or, right? Or shebidyuk she'osek b'Torah, yidrakshu elav kol mine bayot, right? As soon as you come to start learning Torah, all of a sudden your wife calls you, this one calls you, this, that, and the other, everything starts to come down on you. Right? It always works out like that. Okay? There's all these distractions. When you decide finally to open the book, all of a sudden World War III, right? And you have to be on WhatsApp, you have to be on Telegram seeing what's going on. Right? All of these are tools in order by way of this to merit, to understand in a deeper sense, and to renew yourself on a deeper aspect, to get deeper and deeper with the Torah. And you have to be careful to not fall into the vanities and the lies of the sheker, the yetzarah, the lies of the yetzarah, the evil inclination that wants to give you despair, as if it's impossible for you to be successful, it's impossible for you to really even learn those two words, those two paragraphs that you committed to learn every day, the two pages that you committed to learn every day. Because the truth is the exact opposite. If you have hardship, it's because there's a big, big, big light hidden inside there. Inside your hardship, it's just showing you how much gold is waiting for you there. And you have to cling to emunah, and you have to think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bevadai chafetz bi, Hashem, for sure he desires to be connected to me. He's waiting for me, to his beloved son, his beloved daughter, and he's not leaving me at all. And he's doing all these hardships and all of this concealment, and he's taking away my desire to learn Torah for my benefit, in order so that I can ascend more and more and more and do it from a place of doing the right thing, even when you don't feel like doing the right thing. And the more I work hard, the more I'm going to merit to the higher level of the light of Hashem that's hidden inside the Holy Torah. And I'm leaning on Him, and I'm trusting Hashem, and I believe in Hashem. And I'm going to keep on going even in the darkness, because Hashem's with me. We're saying this all for our soldiers right now too. Keep going in the darkness because Hashem's with you. Even when I don't feel anything, even when my heart is completely sealed and it's hard and it's heavy and I have hardships, we have to keep on going, we have to keep on pushing. That's the first thing, to believe clearly. Full emunah. Emunah, again, on one side, in English we translate it very badly as belief. In Hebrew it's closer to ne'emanut, to loyalty. Right? When you don't feel like doing it, your emunah clicks in. When it doesn't make sense in your logic, right, where your logic and your intellect ends, that's where emunah starts, where your loyalty kicks in. Where it doesn't make sense to you and it doesn't feel good, but you keep pushing, that is where we're tapping into. So you have to go with clear emunah that this thing that Hashem is doing to me, it is the best thing possible for me. And to get over all the anger that the Yetzer Hara is trying to put into your heart. Lama kacha goeli? Why is this happening to us? Why are we going through this? Right? And we're talking about Torah here, but obviously the Torah is alive, and we can translate this to everything else that's going on in our nation and in our individual lives. The second thing is that you need to know that the hardship that you're going through, it's like an impregnation. It's like the stage of pregnancy. It's the preparation for birth. It's the preparation for new beginnings. It's the preparation for creation. Only if you get stronger and you get over the fact that you don't have a desire and you learn without a desire, only then will you merit to give birth. A level of birth. What is the birth that you're going to come to? Higher understanding of the Torah. Higher godly comprehension. A new level. A deeper level. A level of relationship to the Torah and a connection to the internal aspect of the Torah that is way, way, way deeper. With the Torah, the Holy Torah itself, and with the giver of the Torah. It's impossible to really comprehend the Torah if you only learn it when everything's going for you. When it feels good. If you only learn when it feels good, you're never really going to get Torah, because majority of the Torah is talking about when things don't look so good. Right? If you really read the Torah, you're going to see it's a book that's filled with stories when things don't look so good, and then boom, birth, 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 miracle, miracle, miracle. And the depth here of this in idea is that from heaven they're bringing you the hardship so that a person would recognize that it's impossible to succeed and to ascend and to go higher in levels of Torah truthfully until you agree and you give in to serve your Creator without any success and without any outcomes. L'chaim, l'chaim. Ki ena Torah niknet ela b'mi shemaskim la'amita tatzmo aleha. You can only acquire Torah, and Torah is only acquired into a person who agrees to kill himself over it. Meaning to physically and mentally give up what you need to feel and what you think that you need to have, and just do what's right. It doesn't matter to you if you're successful or not, if you really understood it or not. You agree to serve Hashem with mesivut nefesh, with self-sacrifice, and to throw yourself into Yama de'oraita, the sea of the Torah. Even if you don't know if you're going to be successful, you are doing it. Why? Because you're leaning on and trusting on the amazing chesed and mercy of the Creator, blessed be He. Veshum tzaddik lo zachah leor haTorah im atzlacha mehatchala. There's not one tzaddik that ever had success in learning Torah and getting the light of Hashem from the Torah without hardship. Not one tzaddik ever in the history of our nation ever was able to get to the levels without having the hardship first. The only way they ever became a tzaddik and they got to the levels that they got to and they got the light that was inside the Torah was because of their loyalty in the hardships and when they put in the fight. And by way of this understanding, that this is the path. You're not going to fall into despair and to think that you can't be successful. Like the Yetzer Hara is trying to make you have despair and he's trying to break us all down. You're going to understand exactly the opposite. It's only a temporary concealment. This is the path. Right? It says, you know, look how amazing. We're in Bereshit and it's connecting to Bereshit. Parashat Bereshit. Right? We've been learning this for 3 weeks and now it shows up. The Torah is alive, chevre. Wake up. Vayi erev, it says there will be nighttime, and right after that it says vayi boker, and there will be light. Cool. Meaning the darkness comes first, it's temporary, and then there's gonna come a morning. There's gonna be light after it.
Day starts in the night.
Kmo chen, so too, al yedei hayediyah zoh, by way of knowing this, that Hashem Yitzbarach is doing it for your benefit. Because that's the only way you can actually be successful. You will find Be'ezrat Hashem the power and the ability and the desire in your soul to push hard and to be tenacious and to continue to persevere and to learn Torah until you merit that the flame of your heart will ascend by itself. You're going to feel the flavor and the taste of the holy, holy fire of the Torah. And you also have to illuminate to yourself in your consciousness. The fact that I'm putting in hard work and I'm clinging to the Holy Torah and I'm clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm making Hashem happy by way of this. That is the success itself. Not that I feel success. The fact that I'm doing the right thing, that is the success. Even if there's not outcomes in the field itself, right? Hashem will never leave those who are pious and those who go above and beyond to do even when they don't feel, without any doubt, that your reward is waiting for you. You have to know when you get to Shemayim, you're going to be paid. Everyone's on a different path. Everyone's going through a different path in life. Right? For you, it's darkness. And for your friend that's sitting right next to you in yeshiva, he's on fire. Everyone has their path. You have to remember that specifically when it's hard for you, and specifically in that idea that is hard for you, that is where your personal success is going to be found. And that thing that's hard for you. And by way of this, you're going to strengthen yourself. Don't be a fool and lose what they're giving to you. Rather, you're going to be tenacious to be successful with holy brazenness. With holy brazenness. You're not going to stop. When you make yourself mashchir, kol mashchir atzmo al divrei Torah, whoever makes himself dark, whoever makes himself dirty, working hard, right? Like the blacksmith or like the coal miner, right? They come out, they're completely black from their work, they're dark, they went in white and they come out completely a different color because they work so hard. Whoever does that, Mishlei says, on the words of Torah, whoever works so hard on the words of Torah that they, so to say, they get dirty, and he puts in the effort and he's tenacious, he's perseverant, in the end you're going to find Hashem. Hashem will illuminate your heart and fill you up with desire, and he's going to illuminate your eyes and your brain and your heart to understand the truth of what the Torah is. That was the third piece of advice of how to arouse desire to learn, right? To one, believe that you're doing the right thing, and to two, push through, because in that hardship is where your success is going to be. Third thing, ligros, to just read. V'yesh itza ma'asit, there's a practical piece of advice that we can give you in order to be successful, to push hard and to stand through all the tests. And a piece of advice that Hashem himself gave us. By way of this, you can break through all of the hardships and all of the lack of desire. And it is ligros b'Torah Kedusha. So just read the Holy Torah. Just go. With tenacity, with perseverance, to say the words, afilu im lo tamidu mivin, even if you don't always understand. You don't understand what you're saying. Just keep going. You don't understand at all what you're saying. Just keep going. Kol mila shel Torah yesh la or kadosh v'malata atzuma v'noraa. Every word of Torah has immense, immense holy light inside of it. And the level of it is awesome. Meaning awe, full. Like full of awe, right? Wonderful on a level that you can't even comprehend how powerful every word of the Torah is. So just read. You don't have to understand every time. There's going to be times you're going to understand, there's times you don't understand. Read, just read. Like it's written in the Zohar. Kucha brichu chade b'hai mila v'kabila v'natala sachrane de'ahu nachala v'tavidu me'ilen melin ilanin rav revin v'ekhun arve nachal hadu dechtiv v'avata tizge tamid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put tons and tons of light inside these words. And from there there's trees and there's leaves, and there's a whole entire world in each letter, each word of the Torah. It's infinite. It's infinite. There's so much there behind each word, right? So just from so much love, just read. V'afle dat ha-magen Avraham, even according to the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Balatanya, she'sovrim she'im lo mivin et ma she'motzi bipiv. They hold, according to Halacha, right? We're talking Halacha now. That was Zohar. Now we're talking Halacha. The Magen Avraham and the Baal HaTanya and the Baal HaTanya's Halacha book, the Shulchan Aruch. His example, his explanation of the Shulchan Aruch. They say, even if you don't understand what you're putting out your mouth, lo yitzim yedei chovat li talmud Torah b'torah shebal peh. They say that even if you don't understand when you don't understand what you're saying, you're not yotzei yedei chovah. You didn't check your V on your obligation of learning Torah. When it comes to the oral Torah, what is their intention though? Right? It's like kind of the opposite of what we're saying. We're saying just read even if you don't understand. They say if you don't understand, you didn't do anything, so to say. What is their intention? Kasher adam lo rotzeh velo menaseh lavin. It's when you're not trying to understand and when you have no desire to understand. Aval imu rotzeh lavin, where you want to understand but you're not successful in understanding, you feel that your brain and your heart are sealed off right now, but you want to, you would love to understand what you just learned but you can't. On this they said in the Gemara in the Masechet Avodah Zarah, mashme darab leolam leigris inish vafalgav demishakach אף על גב דלא ידע מה איקה אמר שנאמר גירס הנפשי לתאהבה. They said that even if you don't understand and even if you're going to forget what you learned, forever you should just read. Just read. Even if you're going to forget it and even if you don't understand. Why? Because your intent is to understand. Your intent is to remember the Torah. But it's not there for you right now. Right now, again, you're in the aspect of nighttime. The morning will come. And again, you have to repeat your learning anyway. You have to review your learning anyway. So right now, you don't understand. Keep going. When you go to do your review, who knows, maybe then it'll open up for you. Different day, different mochin, right? So just keep going, keep going, keep repeating, keep learning. Ki imu lo yochol yoter mizeh. If you can't do more than what you're trying to do right now, azay af mi shekoreh vegores et milot haTorah, then even he who's just reading the words of the Torah, he's just going through it, and he doesn't understand a word that's coming out of his mouth, gam ze chashuv meod b'shamayim. That too is very, very important in Shamayim. It's deep stuff. Zohi ha'nikuda. This is the point. Shebizmanim kelu tzirich lilmod b'koach. In the times where everything's concealed for you, you have to learn with power, with tenacity, with perseverance, without looking at any feeling or emotion or lack of understanding. You just have to learn out loud, use your mouth, sing a nigun, say the words out loud, say them again and again and again, like we learned in the previous chapters, repeat it again and again and again and again, sing to Hashem, another word, and another word, and another word, from a recognition that that is the way to be successful. And in this way, when you learn strongly, with tenacity, with perseverance, from a recognition of the importance of every single word that you're learning, then you can learn even when you don't have a desire. And you can hold on to the Torah. You're going to be attached to the Torah. You're going to be holding on to it. Afilu ba'amira ba'alma. Even if you're just saying words, you don't even chap what you're saying. You don't even get anything. You're just saying words, you're going to feel this relationship. And in these kinds of times, you can't look at, right? Shelo yisakel al klalut ha-sugiyah. Don't look at the general aspect of what is the sugiyah saying? What is this part of Torah talking about? Ele yamin shebechol mila la'atzma. Don't try to understand what's going on right now in the part that you're learning. When it's closed off for you, when your heart's closed, your head's closed, you still have a mitzvah to learn. Open the book and believe that every single word that you're saying, there's light of Hashem inside that word. Forget what the Torah is talking about right now. Because either way, you can't understand. At a certain point, you're going to realize that you're sealed off. Once you understand that you're sealed off, just believe that there's light there and keep going. Right? Just know that you're dealing with nuclear power. Nuclear power is nothing in comparison to this actual light of Hashem. And just push forward. Even if you touch a little part of the Torah, what it really is, even just one word, that's already called a unification, that's already called clinging to Hashem, attachment to Hashem. Because every single letter is godly light that has no limitation. And by way of just touching that godly light, the person is purified and receives a connection, a true connection to godliness. The second a Jew says one pasuk, right, or he learns one word in the Holy Torah, already he has a spark of godly light inside of him. You already touch, like, you don't have to hold on to an electric fence to get shocked, right? You just have to put your hand even a little bit close to it, and the electricity can jump out to you. We're talking, again, physical things to try to bring this down deeper. One word of the Torah, if Hashem's soul is behind every single letter, then what's a word? What's a five-letter word? What's a four-letter word? If you can understand Rabbi Akiva, how much would he learn from the crowns that are on the Torah? On the letters. The crowns and the letters of the Torah. If that's a decoration of the Torah, and he could make hundreds of halachot from a decoration of a letter in the Torah, what could the letter itself give you? An aleph. An aleph is made from a yud, a vav, a yud. That's this Gematria Hashem's name. That's that. That's this. That's this. How much can we go down into it? A bet that it's very thin on the right side, it's completely open on the left side. And there's a roof on the top, and there's a thicker roof on the bottom. A gimel that's like a hand giving out to the dalit, that's the poor person next to it. On and on and on and on. We're talking letters here. What are words? So we have to know this, we have to believe this, how holy these are. What's the practical work that we have to do? You have to make the decision just to go. Another word, another word, another word. In the beginning, try to go deeper and to feel the light that's inside according to your ability. But even if you don't feel it, just keep going consistently without interruption from a place of emunah that you're receiving godly light right now. Because the main thing is just saying the words itself. That's very, very, very important. And that's the main success of man, of a person, to be able to hold on to the Torah in the times of hardship. And if you can, then at a certain part that you're not successful, and you don't have any taste, and it doesn't feel good to put hard work in, then you go into clinging to the light that is being revealed and the godliness that is in every single word of the Torah. So too, when a person is dealing with a certain sugiya, and you start to become tired, and you don't have the power to learn properly, you're starting to get weak, and you're starting to get distracted, and your brain's not as sharp as it was an hour ago when you're learning. In that moment, you can't pay attention to anything. Don't let your heart start to stray. Put all of your power, all of your interest into that one word, and just dwell there and hold on to it that where you are right now. And that also, you shouldn't care about anything. Don't care about the external things. Just all of your power put into clinging to the Creator, the giver of the Torah. And from that, you will merit to renew yourself, and you'll open up the ability to understand. You'll open up all the understanding that you're lacking right now. And when you stand in this test, you'll go deeper and deeper and deeper, and you'll have an opening of all the gates of the light, and all of a sudden, you're going to start to feel this amazing, amazing desire to learn more. And after you get through the test, right, just like anybody who gets through a test on a physical level, you feel good when you know you pass the test. Right? So if you can just do the right thing, on a physical level you're going to feel good. But also, most likely on a spiritual level, if you prove to Hashem that you're doing the right thing even when you don't feel it, Hashem's not some tyrant. He's going to give you the light. He'll give you the spiritual light as well. You on a physical level as a human being, you did the right thing, you're going to feel good. And Hashem, on a spiritual level, for you passing the test, He's going to give you everything that He took away from you just to see if you would go through the test or not. So it's double-sided. Fourth thing, we only have three more things. It's 4, 5, and 6, and they're short. The fourth thing is consistency, and meaning consistency, meaning ritzifut. When you come to sit down to learn, learn. Don't be involved in other things. You have to be strong when you come to learn in the Holy Torah, consistently for hours, right? Meaning, you don't have to go hours. If you have 30 minutes to learn, though, you are allowed to learn for 30 minutes. Your wife gave you permission to learn for 30 minutes. You got a free time, you got a break in work that you know you have 15 minutes over that break you can give to Torah. So then there's no phone in that time. There's no wife in that time. There's no nothing in that time. That is the time that you were allocated to learn Torah. That's the only thing that matters in the world right now. Ki alomed umaspik b'emza, mafsik b'emza, whoever learns Torah and stops in the middle in order to do something else, oseh torato kraim kraim, you make your Torah tears, piece by piece. Bevadai lo yuchal argish et kedushat haTorah. For sure a person in that situation can't feel the sanctity of the Torah. This goes for when it comes to learning a book. This goes to stopping in the middle of the book over a period of time. This goes if you have a 4 hours in learning in a kollel. This goes if you have a zman in yeshiva, a semester in yeshiva, and all of a sudden you want to take a break to go on vacation. This is a whole bunch of different levels, right? But we're talking here, in general, when you come to learn Torah, don't take these gaps. Don't make your Torah with a bunch of gaps in it. Be consistent and start and finish when you have a time to stop. But don't stop and come back, stop and come back, stop and come back. Oh, it's just a phone call. It's just this. I just need to go eat something. Stop. Be inside the book. This is one of the main reasons people don't have a desire to learn. Because even when they come to learn, they stop in the middle. And because of this, they don't have taste when it comes to learn. And you have to see that in the beginning of your learning, according to where you are at, how much time do I have right now? Let's be real. I'm opening a book. How much time do I have? And if you have 5 minutes, and you use all of those 5 minutes uninterrupted, gewald! Amazing! And if you have 2 hours, in 2 hours. But don't stop and make gaps. Take upon yourself, I'm not going to stop right now in the middle. And by way of this, you're going to merit to the light of the Torah, and you're going to feel amazing fulfillment in your learning. Specifically, if you're dealing with learning the Holy Torah, 5 hours consistently. This is what the book says. For 5 hours straight learning Torah, bli hafsek sicha betela, without stopping to have a stupid conversation on the side. Yes, and how are you doing when you're learning Torah is a stupid conversation? Because what does it matter how that person is doing? You're one-on-one with Hashem right now. Great. You can say hi to him without going into asking how he's doing. You can still be polite, but you're very busy right now, and you're dealing with the loftiest thing that you can do as a Jew in this world. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Learning Torah is considered equal to all mitzvot, and a person who's dealing with a mitzvah is exempt from all other mitzvahs. So you don't need to go into conversation with anybody right now. If you can learn 5 hours without stopping to speak, and without eating, and without drinking, then Be'ezrat Hashem, you're going to be able to feel how there is an expansion within your body of the sanctity of the Torah, and you're going to feel the dwelling of Hashem's godly light upon you. It's the book, not me. Try it out one day. 5 hours straight without interruption. Fifth piece of advice. La'atchil mechadash hayom. To start again today. To start right now. Lefamim en adam cheshek ligmot. Sometimes you don't have a desire to learn Torah. And the Yetzara says to you, look how much you already lost. Look how much time you already wasted. How many days you just threw in the garbage. Scrolling and scrolling. I'm talking to myself. What is it? What are you going to get from starting to learn now seriously? What's going to be of you? You're old, you're this, you miss you don't have energy. What is going to be of you? You think you're going to be a Talmid Chacham? You think you're going to be something in Torah? How far are you already going to get by opening the book? Don't listen to him. Listen to Hashem, not to the Yetzirah. Hashem says to you, Hayomim bekolot ishmeun. When's Mashiach going to come? Today, if you listen to my voice. Today. The emphasis here, it's bolded. You can't see it, but in the book, it's bold. Hayom. Today. It's all about today. Ki kol yom v'chol rega hu inyan bifnei atzmo. Every day, every moment is its own idea. It's separate from everything else. And you say to yourself, like this, even if I'm not going to get anything out of it, God forbid, I'm not going to even make any progress. With that said, just the fact that I'm coming to learn, that is the tachlit, that's the purpose. Because by way of learning, I'm clinging to Hashem Yitbarach. and every single moment of dveikut to the creator of the world, that is the purpose of why you were brought into this world. That already you reached the goal. And you're always, always able to get to this level. Like the Rama said, and the Shach, and the Arizal, that in a small amount of time, they merit a Shefa Torah. They merit an abundance of Torah. Because the Torah is spiritual. Therefore, a person can be aroused and doesn't have to look at anything that was until now. Torah is not limited by time. Time is physical. Time is in this realm. Torah is beyond this realm. In 2 seconds, you can become a Talmid Chacham if you really give in and you're consistent. It is possible. And it's happened. The Arizal lived for 38 years. Rabbi Nachman lived for 39 years. The Ramak lived for 40 years. All these Siddiqim, they lived for a very, very short time, and they wrote and revealed infinite secrets that would take you a few lifetimes to get even to 10% of what they really intended. How did they do it in such a short period of time? How do you have tzaddikim in this generation with over 30, 40,000 pages of Torah printed, and they're only in their 50s?
Without drugs.
Right? How did you get this? Because Torah is not limited in this time. Last thing, and we're going to stop with this, you have to pray. You want desire to learn Torah? You have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamuvan, al kol koshi sheyesh, any hardship that you're going through, any lack of understanding that you have, this goes with Torah and this goes with the ways of Hashem in the world right now that we're going through right now. We for sure don't understand anything. None of us understand what's going on, right? Any hardship that you're going through and any lack of understanding, you have to put in a lot of tefillot rabot. Because it's impossible to understand the Torah without crying for it and without praying for it. And you have to be perseverant, you have to be tenacious, you have to put in the effort on one side, and on the other side you have to pray in front of Hashem Yitbarach that He should have mercy on you, and He should illuminate your eyes. Because everything is in His hands. It's only if He wants it. Only if He wants you to get there are you going to get there. So pray. Open your heart and ask Hashem, please, I don't even feel like learning. And like Rabbi Natan taught us from Rabbi Nachman, Ben Adam Tzich Shielo Ratzon Lirtzot. You have to have a will to want. You don't feel like it, and you realize you don't feel like it, and you don't even feel like you should feel like it, then feel that you should feel that you should feel it. You have to want to want. You have to do what you can to get to that level. So Bezat Hashem, with this, these are the advice that the tzaddikim are giving us on how to grow your desire in learning Torah, how to arouse more of a desire to connect to Hashem by way of the Torah, which is the number one mitzvah that we have. And next week, Bezat Hashem, we're going to finish this chapter with 2 chapters. One is on the ways of learning Torah, how to actually learn. And the last one is finer details when it comes to learning Torah. Bezat Hashem, may this be le'ilui nishmat to all of our brothers and sisters that have fallen in the past week and forever. For those who are captive, la'abdil b'lachayim l'chayim, for those who are captive, may they come back whole, without one toenail being hurt on their body. And for all of our soldiers, may they have Ruach Elokim mamash, protecting them at any given moment. And more than that, may our enemies be erased and annihilated from the face of this earth.